Self-Handicapping, Section 2, Overview and Relevance, from Wikipedia, the Free Encyclopedia, at em.wikipedia.org. The first method people use to self-handicap is when they make a task harder for themselves in fear of not successfully completing that task, so that if they do, in fact, fail, they can simply place the blame on the obstacle rather than placing the blame on themselves. This is known to researchers as behavioral handicapping, in which the individual actually creates obstacles to performance. Examples of behavioral handicaps include alcohol consumption, the selection of unattainable goals, and refusal to practice a task or technique, especially in sports and the fine arts. The second way that people self-handicap is by coming up with justification for their potential failures, so that if they do not succeed in the task, they can point to their excuses as the reason for their failures. This is known as claimed self-handicapping, in which the individual merely states that an obstacle to performance exists. Examples of claimed self-handicaps include declarations that one is experiencing physical symptoms. Self-handicapping behavior allows individuals to externalize failures but internalize successes, accepting credit for achievements but allowing excuses for failings. An example of self-handicapping is the student who spends the night before an important exam partying rather than studying. The student fears failing his exam and appearing incapable. In partying the night before the exam, the student has engaged in self-defeating behavior and increased the likelihood of poor exam performance. However, in the event of failure, the student can offer fatigue and a handover rather than lack of ability as plausible explanations. Furthermore, should the student receive positive feedback about his exam, his achievement is enhanced by the fact that he succeeded despite the handicap. Individual differences. People differ in the extent to which they self-handicap, and most research on individual differences has used the self-handicapping scale, SHS. The SHS was developed as a means of measuring individuals' tendency to employ excuses or create handicaps as a means to protect one's self-esteem. Research to date shows that SHS has adequate construct validity. For example, individuals who score high on the SHS put in less effort and practice less when concerned about their ability to perform well in a given task. They are also more likely than those rated low self-handicappers to mention obstacles or external factors that may hinder their success prior to performing. A number of characteristics have been related to self-handicapping, for example, hypocoriasis, and research suggests that those more prone to self-handicapping may differ motivationally compared to those that do not rely on such defense strategies. For example, fear of failure, a heightened sensitivity to shame and embarrassment upon failures motivates self-handicapping behavior. Students who fear failure are more likely to adopt performance goals in the classroom or goals focused on the demonstration of competence or avoidance of demonstrating incompetence, goals that heighten one's sensitivity to failure. A student, for example, may approach course exams with the goal of not performing poorly, as this would suggest a lack of ability. To avoid ability attributions and the shame of failure, the student fails to adequately prepare for an exam. While this may provide temporary relief, it renders one's ability conceptions more uncertain, resulting in further self-handicapping. Gender differences. While research suggests that claimed self-handicaps are used by men and women alike, several studies have reported significant differences. While research assessing differences in reported self-handicapping have revealed no gender differences or greater self-handicapping among females, the vast majority of research suggests that males are more inclined to behaviorally self-handicap. These differences are further explained by the different value men and women ascribe to the concept of effort.